Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 430.
What's happening, guys? It's showtime.
Yep, it's Tuesday.
I'm on my second decaf, two strong ones. A guy will film me. Strong ones.
I had strong decafs?
No. Two strong ones, two decafs.
Okay.
Four coffees. Or if you want to go a bit more technical, technically four strong ones, two decafs. Because the strong ones, two coffees.
I'm surprised. You don't seem like a decaf guy.
No, I'm not. But I really like the taste and I want a hot beverage. And I don't want to be the guy that we were filming yesterday who his friends were giving him shit because he was on his seventh coffee for the day.
It's not. Well, I actually hadn't had any coffee, which we were filming at Cisco, a big tech company. It was through an American agency. And Ronnie, the director from New Yorker, great guy, and he's just like, he had a can of drink. It was probably, what time was it?
Just after nine.
After nine. And so
a bit of soda pop.
Yeah, he actually was double parked. Yeah. He had a lemonade and a solo. I was like, fuck, I need to get around this.
Yeah.
And then so I was like, where'd you get it from, Ronnie? He's like, oh, it's like a fridge that says milk bar. You just help yourself.
Yeah. I tell you what, if there was a fridge that was a milk bar at this office, Dill would have eaten everything pretty much the day he arrived.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about the brownies.
Have you noticed? Oh, yeah. Brownie gate. What gate?
Just exactly.
Put a word and then put gate after it, and Dill's responsible for it.
Watergate, not involved. But the
No. There's been a moment that I needed to pull him up on something regarding water.
Really? Yeah. No, but I went and had a Diet Coke, which I haven't actually had a Diet Coke in a very long time.
Your go-to is the sugar free or
Coke
no sugar.
Coke Zero. Yeah. But yeah, so I had a Diet Coke like 10:30 in the morning.
That's your breakfast, right?
Yeah, well, it was my first like sort of caffeinated beverage of the day because I didn't have time for coffee.
Which I think it kept you going because you're a coffee fan, so I could imagine the headache would start setting in.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, do you guys see me as a coffee fiend?
Stop coffee then. Tomorrow, the next day, the following day, the day after that, don't have coffee.
Isn't that like saying someone's a water fiend for drinking water?
You need water to live.
Yeah, I get that. But anyway, it turns out they weren't free, those cans. And so one of the reps... one of the people we were filming just sort of politely said, just so you know, that's there's a charity box and you just put in some coins.
Well, I mean, you've worked in...
At Envato, which they have the exact same policy.
Thing. Yeah. So I think it's a progressive step. Mm.
Ronnie couldn't believe it though.
Well, I think it's different in the States. Like I think, you know, that company, Cisco, has a 70,000 employee business, probably more.
It was 74,000, wasn't it?
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, 74,000.
A lot of people. But I mean, these big businesses over in the States, you know, it's come from the opposite way. I know a lot of businesses now have policies around flying business, like it's all cut out. And so there's, I mean, if you cut out supplying free beverages across 70,000 employees, you save a lot of money. But then the optimized version is we'll keep supplying them, but now people donate. So if you have 70,000 employees, if they donate $1 a day, $1 a week, it's a lot of cash. I can't do the math.
What, $74,000? Is that what you would?
A year. And I'm saying if you did it once every week.
You're kidding me? One times 74.
Yeah,
is $74,000.
Yeah,
$74,000. If every
I was doing
employee,
the math across a year at once a week. Now you do the math, smarty pants.
All right, $74,000
times
52.
Yeah, do the math. It's all good.
Reckon I can try and I'll try and do it?
I'll be here.
If I get within 1,000?
Yeah. What do you get?
Oh no, give me a sec. No, I can work it out. Do we really want to do this? Or
yeah,
no?
Yeah. Go for it.
All right, give me a sec.
You won't get.
Huh? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, give me a second.
Mason's so smug right now. But so
all right,
is Josh.
So you got to give me like 30 seconds just to think about it. I'll talk you through my – so you add 20 – like so say if it's 100 times. So imagine there's 100 weeks. So then
– halve it.
Yeah. So then we're talking
– what are we talking?
77,400,000, right? And so then what we have to do is we need to half it. And so if we half 7,400,000, it is So it's half of 7,000 is, so 3.5 mil. So 3.5 mil, okay, plus we need to get the remainder. Yeah.
Can't believe and Rain so, Man's hosting. And
so, 70, so then, so no, this isn't that hard. And so 35. So then we had the four. So it's like half of that would be two, and so 200,000. And so then it's 37, and then we need to add so 3.7, and then we need to add the 2 weeks. So it is. Okay, I just need to write it down. No, give us 10 more. I'm serious. It's worth doing. And so we've got 3 million. Wait, no, don't fucking say any numbers. So it's 3 million. So I halved it. So I need to just go back one step.
It's about 3.8 something million.
So my point is that I want to do it exactly. And so.
Yeah.
So if I just go two.
Anyway, right, so I'll tell you guys a little story. I was going to drop off some camera gear this morning.
Do you want me to still work out the number?
Well,
I can't concentrate with you talking.
Baby needs a silent podcast.
Hang on.
I think we've lost all listeners at this point. So
just quickly, asking for super. What was the last number that I said when I did all the halving and stuff?
You said 3.5
plus,
and then you went 200,000.
Plus 200,000. Yeah, perfect. All right, cool. Thank you. Right, give it.
3.7 million.
Okay, perfect. That's all I need for now. Now you talk, do your story.
I thought that's the answer.
No, that's not the answer. No, because you got to get 2 weeks of 74,000.
Which is 180 or something.
Shush. This actually doesn't apply to any of you young gronks behind the camera. have you noticed, Mr. 97, when you catch the bus in, have you noticed the police presence on bikes?
Oh, just at the traffic lights.
At the traffic lights.
Yeah, they're on the path.
Sneaky little
so
gronks.
So many.
They're just like slithering. I just nodded at one and I said, you got one. Because what he's doing is they're weaving in the traffic as it stops to look for people who are on their phones.
And you saw someone on there?
Oh, yeah, he got one. And that's why I said, yeah, he's got one.
I can't
and
be bothered
with
this
smile.
I got so close.
What was the number you got?
So I just got to the point of saying, okay, 7 7 2s
just
are 14.
Just take a stab.
14. All right, give me 10 seconds then. 14. It's very hard to concentrate with.
That's all good.
3.7 to 3.8 million.
14, 15. So it's 3,850,000.
Oh
man,
you were 2,000 off. It's 3.8 million. 3,848,000.
Mm-hmm. Did I do that the right way? Like, was
I mean,
my
you got 2,000.
You're pretty close.
You're right. We'll give you a 10th place runner.
Yeah,
right,
but
now.
I just at the end I just gave up. But if I'd given it proper thought,
classic move by JJ over here. You did well though.
But you would. I don't know if you would have gotten close. Do you think?
I'm not over here saying I would have.
Okay.
I could have worked That's it
fine.
Out.
97.
I mean,
why
you
do
only
you
got 48,000 off. Anyway, yeah.
Why
yeah.
do you keep putting your calendar responses tentative when I send you stuff?
What do you mean?
Well, just
hit yes.
Well, I'm getting a yellow tentative and it's
really?
Annoying me.
How do you do that? How do you make
I
it
don't
tentative?
Know.
Maybe it's an Android thing.
There must be something in your calendar so when you put tentative, you mean yes?
Well, I mean, I'm hitting yes on my phone.
That's weird. There should be not a tentative. Even like, think about it. A maybe.
Oh, so you're getting a maybe.
Yes.
It's like
yeah,
a maybe.
Yeah, that's what tentative I think means. Maybe. Yes. No. What?
Why
no,
is everyone responding to that?
Funny,
yeah.
It's funny.
But that's true. Yeah.
Tentative.
Yeah.
Tentative is, maybe. Yeah.
Anyway, just very quickly on the Diet Coke thing.
Oh yeah.
So it was a slight Gronk move. I probably should have paid for it, but they said they contributed $10 for all the Gronks that were.
I didn't have any. So there was only four cans. Mm-hmm. Four cans had. Yeah. I think that's a good deal.
$6 spare.
And so you were talking about a 3D deal and going to the fact that he is an opportunist and he likes anything free.
Of course. I mean, I only was on the toilet the other day and I look straight ahead and we've got a shower here at the office. Mm-hmm. And what do I see in the shower?
Which I don't use, by the way.
Nah, me either. I've never used it. Yeah. Dill's used it.
Yeah.
But it clearly used it because he's got the shampoo and all the conditioner from the hotel room where he stayed up in Sydney.
I hope you don't have the towels. Well.
No.
The towels aren't okay.
It used to be a thing to take the robes.
Oh no, they charge a lot. Like yeah, exactly. There's a big sign. Like they actually. I've seen in hotels now they say if the robes are gone, we assume that you have wanted them, and they charge like $140 yeah, or something.
Yeah, yeah. Same you with didn't pillows. Take a robe? Honestly.
No, I didn't. I did not take a robe. But I have a robe at home.
The thing I thought was interesting is Mr. 97 pointed out the fact that was it when you were in New Zealand?
Yeah.
He decided to have some free fruit at Countdown, which is Woolworths in New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
They just sell alcohol in the aisles. It's a bit weird.
Anyway, he helped himself to some of the kids' free fruit. And what happened?
They pulled me up.
Did they?
Yeah, a lady came across to me and I had an apple in my mouth and then I pocketed two, right? Because we were on a car trip and I'm just like, I'll just get as many as I can. So I got two of them and I had an apple in my mouth and she came up to me. And she asked me to put them back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I couldn't put the one in my mouth back, so I just continued eating just that one.
Spat it all out. When I tell Bodhi to stop eating something that he hasn't meant to eat, he just spits it out. And it just comes out.
I mean, is there any training that the people at Countdown are getting that are actually specifically around dealing with that situation?
I mean... I think some people just like to take it on in roles. They like to look for areas to enforce the law. So we're moving house. We're moving to the burbs finally. Yeah. And we're getting out of our place over the next 4 weeks. And we rent off the owners who are lovely. They've employed a property manager. And my experience with property managers have never been great.
Oh, really?
I mean, I thought it was a great industry to bring.
No, they're all mostly scum.
Yeah. I've had so many bad and
it's fair to call them. Like the interesting thing is we've had so many experiences that even property managers who are good probably can say, you know what, the industry's pretty atrocious.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff Jarrett says success leaves trails. Scum also leaves trails.
And so what's the scum? What have they been doing?
So we've got two rooms with carpet before we moved in, brand new spanking carpet. We haven't trashed it. It's just brand new carpet still. And the woman called Amy and Amy called me and Amy was flustered. And you know when you call your partner because you want to share and almost get the energy out of you onto them? And so then I'm on the phone. I'm just like,
What happened with the carpet?
Did you hear what I said to Amy?
No.
I don't have the bandwidth for this.
Oh, really?
I did hear that.
But nothing's wrong with
spending
the carpet.
Too much at
she
Cisco.
Said, the agent said, are you, she said, you need to get the carpet steam cleaned. Are you planning on doing that?
You do.
We said, what? No. Amy did some research. It is not compulsory by Australian law for people to get there. So where Amy read this, she said, property manager will tell you that you need to do this, but it's not by Australian law required for you to do this. And I get that. And if we'd fucked up the carpet and if it wasn't brand new, I'd be pushing on it. But Amy's like, look, if she said it would be great for the carpets to be steam clean, she said I probably would have gone, yeah, of course we will. But she said the attitude of this woman stating this, and then when you look up and see that that it doesn't actually require.
What is that, 97, if you just actually, do a quick Google?
Look it up. Is it required by law to have carpet steam clean upon vacating?
Because Bree and I moved into our apartment maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah.
It was a big ordeal trying to find a place, as we shared a lot of it on the show. But that was a contentious issue because my understanding and Bree's understanding is that it needs to happen and they expect it to be at that level when you leave. So our thing is like, okay, well, if this is the standard that it needs to be when we leave, we expect X, Y, and Z to be done. So it needs to be a quality commercial claim.
Dude, I mean, the state I've walked into properties, like because we've been looking lately, and you try and block this out of your head when you're not having to look. But I've actually asked a few of the people that were looking through. I said, is this actually classed as the clean? Like, is this clean? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, fucking hell, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
What is it?
So you must leave it in a reasonably clean condition, but you don't have to steam clean the carpets, although landlords and agents often try and insist you to do so.
Yeah. And the point is, and I get it, I want to go into a place with clean carpet. Mm-hmm. If I go into one, I want clean carpet. I get that. When someone like a scummy agent tells you law. And so Amy wouldn't look if she didn't say that, if she didn't use a bad tone and mm-hmm. say it's law. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you go? It'd just be like, okay.
Yeah.
But this is the problem. Fuck it. Yeah. Anyway, so that's someone enforcing the law, taking it upon themselves in a role to really come down hard.
Yeah. I mean, I think that you and I have our differences on things. I reckon that's one of them, which is, I'm trying to think if when we've exited, it's not really like Bree's very good at a lot of those elements. I'm trying to think of what we did like one of those commercial cleans where you've.
Oh, yeah. Just get an exit clean. Yeah. We're doing that too.
Are you doing the exit clean?
This is not about whether you should do it or not. Mm. If you leave a property, I think you should steam clean it. I'm in agreement with you. Yeah. Don't think I'm not.
Yeah.
It's more these assholes.
Yeah.
That fucking treat you like shit.
From a tone point of view.
Yeah.
I wonder what
you do this, Josh. Mm. If I ever told you to do something. Or I was trying to enforce something on you. Mm. You want to do the opposite.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that's what it's a bad thing. It's a bad approach to do that.
No, I get that. Mm. What do you think, 90 Sevs?
He hasn't had to think about leaving anywhere or clean anything or pay for any piece of food.
Yeah, I mean, leave it clean, but
you ask the guy that steals food from Woolworths.
Yeah, exactly. I'm stingy. I'm not getting a steam clean. Yeah.
He's just found a loophole.
I feel like the thing is, I'm like.
I'll clean it. I'll probably do a DIY clean. You know, get it good enough.
Well, I think that was a problem. Like when I took photos of I'm the absolute opposite in regards to when we went into our place for the first time. Yeah. I was like, this hasn't been cleaned to the standard that we want type of thing.
Well, I mean, that's what these are. So if you're trying to be empathetic at all for.
They're fighting for the next person to have a great carpet and a great experience.
Well, you hope. Because
well, what's the other option?
They're trying to fight for the owner of the property. So it's like, what side? I get that. So it's like, but then someone loses out. You know, someone loses out in that process because there's current
if
tenant,
everyone
future
does it,
tenant,
well, just think
owners.
About it. So if everyone does it, so if everyone just does the steam clean as a standard, that means every place that you go in, you can expect that. I guess that's part of it, which is like, if you're someone who does it, then you can expect it on the other way. Mm. If you're somewhat like, it's not going to be something that you're going to really bring up at the next place, the carpet. You're just going to deal with it as is based on that's not something that you think about as much.
Yeah, I guess it, but yeah, I agree. I want every place to have steamy clean carpets, if you call it that.
Yeah.
I think there's though an opportunity for that industry.
Property managers are fucked.
But maybe it's a job that is on the way out. In that respect, so the management of that, there'll be so many of those things that won't be. So it's like a shitty job. I know for people, I've spoken to real estate agents. They're like,
you don't make that much money off the properties.
The real estate agents have the rental role to potentially sell buildings late. Like that's what my friend, who's a real estate agent, I said this to him. He's like, yeah, look, we don't make much at all. We keep them on because it's a part of the business model to potentially when they decide to sell, it's like, who are you going to go with, you know?
Mm. We actually, I think from memory, when Bree and I moved out of our apartment, last minute the person cancelled. I think it was like the cleaner cancelled like an hour beforehand, which was an absolute nightmare.
I think we talked about that. Yeah. That was a fucking annoyance.
Yeah. Not even on the weekend, yesterday. Bought tickets for the football.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we're going. Are you excited? Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's great. I mean, I'm not that interested in other people's games, but when you get there, as in outside of Melbourne playing, so other teams that I don't follow.
Sure.
But when you get there, I get sucked in. I can't help it. When I'm watching, it's something, the competitive nature in me, I start, you know, if I've chosen a side, I'll just choose the side that's leading. That's half the time because I want the good result for myself.
Oh, really?
When I don't have allegiance with two teams, in football, it's a score system.
I understand, mate. I probably played more games than you.
Yeah, sure.
How many games have you played? Did you ever do 50?
You didn't play over 50, did you, Josh?
Well over 50.
I definitely would have run through a banner.
Your own banner or someone else's banner?
You fucking idiot. Did you run through a banner?
No, I ran through other people's banners.
So I played club for three, and then I, all through my younger years, were playing weekend footy.
What was that? What do you mean club for three?
Club years.
Club footy.
Club footy.
What's the difference?
For 3 years. It's got nothing to do with school. So school you.
Oh, school. Like, so if you go to a if you go to a Povo school, yeah, like I did, yeah, yeah, there's no, yeah, such thing, so as a team.
Club. Yeah.
So how many club did you do?
I played for Ormond Blues when I was like 10, 11, mm-hmm, 12, and then I was 13, yeah, so four, and then a bunch of other years.
Yeah, I did about six. So that was good.
6 years on the bench, mate. It's hard.
And so we're going to the footy.
Yeah, so I get on. When this team's starting to win, it's like, I like that. And then I jump on the bandwagon.
I reckon I'm the opposite. I like the underdog. Whoever's losing at halftime, you want them to come through with the win.
You want a close match. I think that's what we want for 3D.
Yeah, that's
deal.
The thing. You want a close match. Mm-hmm.
It should be. I mean, unless Richmond just absolutely thump. Who is it?
Brisbane. No.
Richmond and Brisbane.
Lions?
Yeah, Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, Brisbane Lions. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
And they've both been playing well from what I've seen. So, like, I've done my research on it.
Really? What do you know? Tell us.
Well, Brisbane and Geelong were fighting it out for first place on the weekend, and then Brisbane won 75 to 74.
Mm. I was listening. Wait, so who's number one? Brisbane.
Brisbane is now
on the ladder.
That's such a change. Yeah. Brisbane's
on the ladder. Oh, this is good. And because Tigers won, Richmond won last year or no?
2017.
Mm. Who won last year?
West Coast.
Oh, that's right. Quite good. Yeah, well, footy banter is now a thing.
Yeah.
But
you get amongst it. When you're at the G, there's 60, 70,000 people, mm-hmm, and there's people roaring.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
It's a vibe.
Yeah. And so I think it's like what I'm excited about is getting like all warmed up.
The hot dogs in the
hot dogs in the thermos. I'm curious. I wonder what the spread's going to be like in regards to food.
It's just pies. Mm-hmm. So there's the gourmet.
Are we allowed
food?
A DIY?
What do you mean?
You might get taken. It might get taken out.
BYO, you mean?
No. Oh yeah, BYO, but not alcohol. Like as in food.
I reckon it might. They might take it off you at the gate. They inspect bags and stuff.
What, snakes? Like lollies?
Oh, lollies. No, you might.
Think about all the families going with their kids.
Yeah. You'd be right for lollies.
Okay.
I
thought you were bringing just like pulled pork and.
Brings a full cheese. Oh my god! I saw a photo of a Melbourne Football Club fan, and someone posted. Look it up. It was like this guy eating a cheese ball at the footy.
Oh, there was a kid who ate the whole pint, the watermelon or whatever. Remember at the cricket
and they
one year?
Kept cutting back. What a little weapon. Could we take some kind of food that could be spotted in the grandstand?
I was actually thinking about a sign.
Oh yeah.
What do we think about 3D deal? What do you think about making a sign for us?
Yeah, like a daily talk show goes to the footy kind of sign?
Yeah, maybe like a Gronk move sign. Anytime something happens,
absolute
we put it.
Absolute Gronk.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Absolute Gronk.
No, that's great, yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
But
like
maybe.
That. When they pay like a 50 meters, we'll just sign up, Gronk move.
Gronk. Oh, yeah, that's. Yeah, I think Gronk move's good.
Yeah.
When I used to go years ago, do you remember this, Josh? You could, this is how loose it was. We used to prep before we would go, cutting up newspapers, yellow pages into strands of paper, and then you could throw it off the side.
Really?
Yeah, you could throw it off the side of the, you know, like a top tier one or whatever. Mm-hmm. People would do it from the top. And so you'd just take bags of paper to throw. And they can't, obviously, but that's how loose shit used to be.
Yeah.
Used to be out, Bay 13 is a drinking area.
I knew that was a cricket. I didn't realize that was also
Bay 13
well.
Is just Bay 13. Mm-hmm. And so it's an area. So it's like people would get loose and fucking punch on. Okay. But it's a lot different now. I mean, it's a lot safer.
If it's a 3:15 game, I guess we don't need to do lunch or anything beforehand. We just sort of rock up and meet there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Get hungry beforehand.
Okay.
I had to get a few meat pies.
Yeah.
No, it's good. To be honest, the pies are cheaper than I thought last time I went.
Really?
I was like, oh, this is going to be
$7.
No, they were cheaper. No, much cheaper.
Huh? We closed off hoodies.
Closed off hoodies. We've got a bunch going out. The orders being put through. Mm-hmm. And these are going to be around Australia very soon.
I'm excited about it. Admin-wise, organised August. It's been a bit quiet on the organised August front. So if you're just starting to listen to us, at the beginning of the month, I started Organized August, which you could partake by picking one thing or many things that you're going to do in August.
Just get your shit together.
Mr. 97, what was it for you?
Today? On the weekend?
No, what was your Organized August?
Oh, meditation.
Okay. And 3D deal?
Running.
And TJ?
Oh, I can't even remember.
Ideas, your ideas.
Oh, yeah, the ideas thing. Yeah.
10 a day.
Okay. And so 97, how have you gone with meditation? Great.
I'm still going.
Really? Solid. Every single day?
Still going.
Haven't missed a day?
No. Oh, well, I missed that one.
Yep. Okay.
Weekend.
Whatever. It's good. 3D deal.
Strained my knee, so I'm not trying to injure myself anymore.
Okay.
So I've been doing like light walking instead.
Light walking?
Yeah.
I mean, do you just mean walking around the office?
I mean, I'll go on like an hour walk or something.
Are you putting it on Strava?
You don't walk and put it on Strava.
I don't think you...
No, what are you talking about? You did that. I
used that. There was another app that was specifically designed for walking.
Maybe, but no.
I mean, well, how are you keeping track of it, I guess?
Just doing it daily, just mentally.
Mr. 97, I mean, you're the only one that's really stuck at something out of the four of us. How do you feel?
Yeah, pretty good. I switched back from Smiling Mind and I tried Sam Harris again. But yeah, I'm still like under 20 or whatever. I think I'm on like 17, it might be.
Right.
But it's still, it's the whole thing of questioning why the thoughts pop into your head, which is an interesting way to think about meditation. But I don't know if I've been noticeably calmer or questioning my thoughts more. I think it's just a nice thing to wake up and do.
It's been a
busy, just puts you in a good mood.
Busy couple of weeks, so it's probably just offset the that anxiety.
Definitely.
Are you still zero missed days on meditation?
Yeah, I haven't missed one. Oh, fuck, I just wanted to not do anything yesterday. I still hadn't done my meditation, still hadn't gone to the gym, and it was 8 p.m. or 7:30, and Bodhi and I are in bed snuggling before he goes to bed. And I was like, Bodhi, can you put me to sleep? And he just starts tucking me in and say, you're safe now. And then he started to kiss me all over, and then he shuffled down, kissed my foot. And I was like, I just want to go to sleep now. I just don't want to.
What time was it?
7:30, and so I was so tired. But then I went to the gym and did the meditation. Felt better after it. So the point of like, you don't know if it's feeling it. I don't know either. But it's
Feels good afterwards. So
yeah, exactly. All these things, they feel better after, unless you're Dill and injured your knee.
I guess the question becomes, right? So like sleep, going to bed early is good, but if you've got something that you need to do. Are you better off going to bed early and waking up early and doing it in the morning?
What's the thing?
An email.
Yeah. It depends if it's rattling your brain. Like sometimes if you're feeling anxious because you needed to send it the morning time.
So you're almost better off just doing it. Because it was like on Monday we had heaps that we needed to do before we had the shoot. And so it's like you get in at, you know, 7 in the morning or whatever. So you're getting up before 6. And then you're smashing out all this sort of stuff, but you had a good night's sleep. But then there's another argument to say, oh, like if I, rather than going to bed at 9:30, maybe I could have done that thing that was going to take an hour from 9:30 to 10:30 and just go to bed at 10:30 and then not be as rattled in the morning.
The trap with screens are when you start, it stimulates your brain. Mm. So if I get into a flow of writing a few emails, it's like I'm a bit fucking wired.
Yeah.
It's a call you need to make.
But it's a good technique for procrastinators, I think. Going to bed early.
I'll do it tomorrow morning.
But it's also easier, I think, to eat healthier going to bed early. All of my damage lately. It's like yesterday you asked me what I was doing for dinner. I said fish.
Which I was impressed, bro, because I immediately thought
salmon
cooking at home. Yeah. And I was like, anyone who actually cooks fish at home is making a really conscious, healthy choice.
Tall Gronk, Pete Shepherd, he eats a lot of fish at home.
He's a fish guy, isn't he? For his brain, smart man.
Yeah. A lot of brain fish.
Tall, lean.
Yeah. But anyway, it was fish and chips. but Bree had, because this is the thing, in that moment you can go healthy options and Bree went like a salmon and rice and all that sort of thing, but I just feel like I just have a fish burger.
Yeah. These are all just habits though, because I've done the rule of choosing a salad over, on every menu, choose the healthy thing.
Yeah.
You get used to it.
Maybe salad September.
Yeah. I mean, people give salad a hard time. But
what do we think of salad September?
What's the rule around it?
The rule is.
You already do it pretty much.
If there's a.
Yeah, I'm in for Josh though. It's great.
Thanks. but if there's an option that's a salad, I just get the salad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon, yeah, exactly. If there is a sell, then you have to get it.
Mm. It's a good move. I mean, it's any of these little changes
will
shift heaps, unless you're just eating Caesar. How good's it, dude?
I do love Caesar. I reckon you can get healthy off of Caesar.
Yeah, you can get healthy Caesars.
I wanted to shout out Sean Parker, our Gronk in London.
Yeah, keep holding down the fort.
Yeah, he sent us a photo. He was on an escalator. Some drunk dudes have bumped into him. Mm. Fallen over, smashed his face open, sent us a photo on the Instagram.
It's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
And so he was, the last message I had with him, he was awake, making sure they didn't have to go to the hospital.
I guess
you just fucking wait and I don't know what the waiting does, to be honest.
Is it staying
I think, Sean, if you're listening now and you haven't slept yet, just go to sleep.
No, maybe it is.
Concussion?
You get hit in the head. Yeah. You don't want to, like, oh, I'm tired now. I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
It's like you're staying awake. Yeah. There must be a certain period of time.
Yeah.
He's definitely done some Googling.
Yeah.
Or he did
97's all over this.
Did a first aid.
What he meant to do from a concussed.
Oh, you remember, this is, I mean, speaking of playing footy, remember I was playing footy and my mate's dad was the runner and I had a knock with another kid.
Yeah.
And he ran out because I was on the ground. I was like, oh. And he ran out and it was Ian. And I look up and there he is and he says, "You're right, mate, you're right." Yeah, he said, "What's your name?" And I was so confused. I was like, "Fucking Ian, mate, you've known me since I was two." I didn't say that, but I was thinking that. I was like, "Oh," he said, "What's your address? What's your address?" Oh, and I said to him, "I live down the street from you." But he was trying, I get it now. Yeah. He was trying to test if I was concussed.
My dad was a runner at my footy team. Actually had to go to fucking tribunal.
Your dad did?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. What? Yelling at an umpire. It's not good, is it? Our mate, Scooter Derek, got a volunteer job based off people like my dad at the footy because remember Derek was with Peter Hallier at a footy game.
Yeah.
And they actually escort the umpires now so that you don't have old dudes, you know, in their 40s and 50s yelling at the young umpires.
There is something about sport that turns people into fuckwits.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird? Like I see the emotion that my brother just comes over him and my his dog runs and sleeps in the car because she gets anxiety, the dog, because he just starts huffing and puffing. And if you're a Melbourne supporter, it hasn't been good. Yeah. I mean, last year was great, but you're always apprehensive.
Where's the dog? Yeah, where are you, like, where are you watching the footy that you have the dog?
At home, on the couch.
And the dog goes into the car.
Yeah, the
to
dog.
Avoid the...
Yeah, I came over once and the door of my mum's car's open. And I was like, why is Jazzy?
Because your bro's just going apeshit.
Why is Jazzy in the car? Because, dad's fucking flipped it.
Did you find out about the...
Concussions?
Yeah.
I mean, well, it's safe to sleep so long as you can hold a conversation, walk without difficulty and your pupils
Or speak
aren't,
without difficulty. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. You would be up all night.
Or make sure your pupils aren't dilated. But, it's literally fine to go to sleep unless you've got those problems then.
Okay.
Go see someone.
Then you got a problem.
Yeah. That's great. Where'd you get that from?
Healthline.com.
Great. Thank you, Healthline. emails, messages, what do we got?
Dave sent in a message. Mm-hmm. Josh, 2 days a week at the gym is a dream of a payback for Mr. 97's hair.
So this was back when you bleached your hair on the show and you asked that in return I would have to go to the gym, which is another whole thing really, isn't it? Which we'll get to in a sec.
Two workout sessions a week.
Yeah, which I mean, based on 3D Dill's standard, my walking to work is classified as a marathon run.
I don't know what Dill's thinking about that. Even you don't class your exercise as walking.
My circles yesterday, full loot, like closed all my rings.
You
on my
closed
Apple Watch.
Your rings?
Yeah.
Man, Tim Cook must be so proud of you.
Josh doesn't even classify walking as exercise, you're not allowed to at all.
And so the
Because you've been walking a lot since you've been here anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And so
exactly my point.
And so what else did Dave say?
Should be at least 3 days a week. Tommy, the PT, would know that 3 times per week is the minimum to show improvements. Also,
I disagree on that, by the way, but anyway.
Also,
if you aren't going at all and you go once a week, you'll see improvements. You're wrong, Dave. Go on.
Also, one of Josh's 31 organized August tasks should be to catch up on the debts and promises he's made. for example, AirPods sucking.
Yes.
Yeah. To be honest, Dave, I'm pissed because I've lost my AirPods. I haven't seen them in weeks.
Maybe I've I would actually be a lot angrier than
I'd be fuming.
Yeah, look, to be honest, I haven't looked hard enough and we're moving house. So I'm hoping that it happens when I move house.
Yeah, no, I'd be absolutely furious. Is that all in regards to?
No. And he's also helped us close the loop on the 420 for weed.
Yeah.
420 is the proposition number for marijuana legalization in the US. So they're passing like a bill or whatever and it's called 420.
Amazing. Dave, you're looking for a job because Mr. 97.
Yeah, it took a long time.
He pulled that up after the show and then didn't even tell us. I asked him, did you find it? He said, yeah. Did you bring it up? No.
Slightly embarrassing. 3D deal.
Yeah.
You got 1 week.
I do. One week left.
This time next week, will you be on a plane? I think so.
Yeah. I mean, as long as the stars align and the plane doesn't fuck up again, yeah. That's the plan.
It should be fine. What time are you flying out?
Flight leaves at 9:20 a.m.
So we're going to have to drive in.
That's a super early flight.
I mean, you've got $70 in Uber credit, right?
Yeah, I can just take an Uber.
Nah, I feel like you need to.
No, we're driving.
Well, you.
You say that like you can drive.
Yeah, you can. Would you be comfortable if I put the learners on the I-30? Would you drive the
I-30? I mean, so long as your insurance covers it.
Probably not.
No, probably. No, nope. Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, I don't want to pay $2,500 excess.
Okay. What are you planning?
Well, mate, you're the one who scraped the hubcaps on the car.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Yeah, literally, I've been here for 5 minutes and you've already messed up the car.
Yeah, that was me being silly.
Anyway, so that's how many hours before a flight do you have to get there?
It's three.
Yeah.
Fuck.
They recommend
so
be there by like six.
I got there like 2 hours before the LA flight, New York flight. No, right.
Yeah. You're better off just giving yourself more time.
I know. I hate the anxiety of missing a flight.
The thing
it's
is,
so bad.
In Europe, it's a little bit harder because they don't open it until like 90 minutes before in some cases. So you actually get there 3 hours because you think you're doing the right thing.
Mm.
And then especially some of those smaller airlines, they haven't even set up shop yet. They haven't even got the people taking your luggage. Mm. So you get there early and just sitting there.
Isn't there, it's funny, like think about every person in this world who has traveled has felt most likely some anxiety around missing a flight.
Mm.
Imagine if we all eradicated that, would be better.
Well, like buying a jet, like a
but then you'd be worried. You'd be worried about something.
Yeah. There's always something.
Oh, they're not going to have enough food.
So, is there anything else that you haven't spoken about 3D deal that you've thought that you want to get done before you go?
Well, the Great Ocean Road.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if that'll happen before we leave.
Yeah, we'll see if we can make it happen.
Yeah. Other than that, though, I mean, I'm pretty content with what I've been able to do since I've been here. Like I'm not leaving.
Well, you actually did the Great Ocean Road on the you nearly died on the Great Ocean Road.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you nearly got there.
And he was actually on the Great Ocean Road.
I was on the Great Ocean Road
to the 12 apostles. He's talking 12 apostles. Yeah, you should just watch the video I made. Just watch that video. Yeah. I'll bring in my VA headset. Whack, strap it in.
What's VR?
Yeah, I mean it's a good point. What is a VR headset?
Yeah. Well, I think you said VA. Anyway,
I said VR.
It was VR.
But I'll bring it in and then you can just have a full experience.
Yeah. Google Maps.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Anything else, Nyseves?
No, that's about it.
Oh, great.
My mum's best friend emailed in as well.
I wrote back to her very quickly.
Yeah, you did. But then I luckily found it.
Why did you then write to her again?
She didn't say. So it would have gone over. And this is like, I saw the name in my emails and I was like, surely that's not my mum's best friend that gave me my first haircut.
Yeah.
And we've got photos of Megan, and mum's got my first hair. She's got the hair from the haircut. It's weird. Anyway, that was a lovely, she'd watched mum's episode.
Uh-huh. Were you happy with my response?
It was lovely. Yeah.
I said, thanks so much.
But I should follow up because it made it sound like.
I signed off Josh.
Yeah. So it makes it sense that we didn't know who it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Great. So Daily Talk Show, we'll see you. Are we going to do tomorrow in Geelong?
Sure are.
Yeah.
Hype Man's organised venue for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, BMAC. Great.
BMAC's organised the deck. So we've done, I mean, we're just doing we'll probably have to do the deck Echuca after we do the deck Geelong.
So episode, was it 50?
50 we did Shepparton.
Mm-hmm.
And 431 we're going to be doing the deck Geelong.
Yeah,
and then we'll do the deck Echuca at some point.
Perfect. All right. It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email. Thank you for everyone who's been sharing the podcast on Instagram. That's lovely. we regram. Feel free to screen grab and share.
Yeah, and hoodies are coming, guys. Hoodies
yes.
are
coming. It's closed. You can no longer get a hoodie. But yeah. if you did put your name down for a hoodie, they'll be on their way next week. Today's the talk show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow, guys.
See ya.